Welcome to a mass podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about searching for a holy ground. Let's get started. We can be happy where we are and with what we're doing. Some of us are still searching for their holy ground, not knowing where it will lead us. Having faith, our spirit will guide us along our journey. When we're seeking our own path, we are in a journey of a lifetime, discovering the world through creativity, but also frustration. When we feel we have wasted our time on someone or something, we do not need to feel we have failed, but instead see it as a learning lesson, realizing the situation we were in has taught us something valuable. It might be going with an open eye when we are entering a new relationship. If the person is showing signs that he or she is not for highest good, instead of turning a blind eye, just listen to your spirit. I understand at times it might be difficult because everyone around you has met or physically attracted to that person. But in the long run, it is worth it to walk away instead of experiencing pain and sorrow. The same goes with work. If you are in a position where you are unhappy about your work, you always have the option of staying, or you can find a new job that will fit you better. I understand it is scary to change job. We are so used to our own routine. The prospect to change might feel like a huge gamble. Our ego can fill our mind with the wrong mantra as well. Fear can paralyze us from making the right move as well. When you are listening to your spirit, you are always going to be guided in the right direction. Start to open your heart and listen to the whisper of your spirit. You should not fear the unknown. Just have faith and believe in yourself. So, when we're searching for a holy ground, we can go to so many different directions, especially when we are being led by our ego. This ego is so distracting, has so many things to tell us that is so not true. It's distorting the truth to distract us or bring the fear in God in us, because it's so much easier to stay where we are, feeling miserable for ourselves, than taking the leap of faith to say, you know what? That's not happening. I'm going to change the course of my life. I'm going to start to believe in myself. I'm going to start to look what else I'm going to do. Creating maybe a vision board or what I call it the groceries list and focus on my own dreams. This is what I want to realize. Maybe I'm a fisherman on a commercial ship. And I want to create my own business. Maybe I want to start my own business on the side, and I'm going to take a leap of faith to do that. Maybe I always dreamed to be a chef, but I end up to be an executive assistant somewhere, and I'm not happy because this is not what I want to do. It doesn't fulfill my life. Well, I'm going to take some evening classes, and maybe I'm going to start to spend vacation instead than laying out on the beach. I'm going to just go for a week or two to a culinary school and continue to excel in those skills. And one day I'm just going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to take the leap of faith and I'm going to open my own restaurant. Or maybe it's going to be a sandwich shop. Something simple to start with. Or maybe I'm going to do that and I'm going to go to the fairs, the county fairs, and I'm going to start to go through some of the contests for food, maybe pies or whatever it is. And I'm going to start to, you know, go for it. Why not? It's the ground. It's like a student of life. I'm going to start somewhere. I'm not going to be sitting on my couch hoping for miracles, because you can always sit on your couch. But if you don't do the effort, the universe is not going to help you. It's nice to name it, but you have to go and claim it. And most people are afraid to do that. So why not today change your mantra, change your mind and say, you know what? It's time for me today to do what is best for me. And what is best for me right now is to start on my holy ground, is to do something that I'm attracted to. Maybe the job I have right now is not the best one. And I know that. And I know that I'm bored to death, but hey, it's a paycheck. So why not change the routine? The unknown is scary because you don't have any bearings. You're going with the flow. And when the ego is alive and kicking and breathing and leading your life, the flow doesn't sit well with it for the reason of the ego wants to control every single thing happening in your life and around you. When you open your spirit and decide to go with the flow, it's not the flow of the crazy world of the ego, it's the flow of the universe. The universe is going to guide you in that flow where you need to be. So why not going with the flow? It's so much more fun, I'm telling you. I go with the flow every day. Even if some days it's like, what are you kidding, people? It's a full moon around and people are crazy or not. This is not the direction I'm taking. But hey, I'm going to go with the flow and figure it out as I go along. I know what I see ahead of me, but I'm going to trust the universe that I am going to be able to navigate and I will not hit any of the obstacles on the front of me. I'm going to smoothly pass by or nearby, but that will be it. When you go on your holy ground, you're discovering so much more. A lot of people don't realize how many skill sets they have because, you know, we go to work and I'm an executive assistant and that's the only thing I know how to do. That's not true. You can do more than that. But again, if you don't go over there and you do it on your own, you're never going to know. So being open to do that, being open to enjoy life to the fullest, let yourself become the shining and the rising star that you are. Being inspired, believing in yourself. I think the most crucial thing is believing in ourselves. A lot of people don't because nobody comes around us and tell us, oh, you're doing good, or you're awesome, or you did a great job. Being appreciative. Being open to receive, being open to be a star in your own rights. Meaning, I'm not going to be screaming and shouting at people that I'm that good. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. I'm just going to do it. When you learn to just do it, it's opening the doors to so much more. You don't have to feel that you are being pushed around. You don't have to justify anything. People who are meant to be able to see it will see it. Welcome who you are and enjoy it to the fullest. You could surprise others a lot, but it doesn't help you if you're always spending your time to try to justify everything. Going on your holy ground and on a search of your holy ground, it's your own journey. Nobody else is going to walk it for you. You are the one doing it. And the people that surround you will be supporting you along the way. Being happy, being joyful, being blessed. Laugh at the world. Laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. Even if some days I do, I take myself seriously and then I'm being reminded, stop to do that because that's not the point. Become a kid, learning to reconnect the fourth chamber of her heart. Being able to realize that there is a time to play. There is a time to be serious. There is a time for wisdom. There is a time for magic. There's a time for miracles. Being open to be here and receive. Being open to understand that we are doing everything we can with such grace and learning that we are students of life. We are perfect in our own ways. We don't have to compete with anyone. We just have to be ourselves. Just believe in your next step. The unknown is unpredictable in the sense of you cannot control what's going on. So the first thing you learn is going with the flow. The other thing is to be patient. Because sometimes, and I said that in a past podcast, so I'm going to repeat that as well. When you co-create with the universe, when you want to realize your dreams, it's not a drive-through. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to take time. You're going to reach your goal, but it's going to take time. It's the journey that matters the most because that's a journey that helps you to clean up everything. When you reach your goal, you know you made it, you're fine, you're happy, you're joyful, and you're like, wow, It took me that long to do that, but I'm feeling so happy because I created my company, but I didn't realize I should have done it before, but I did not felt I was ready before, or I was afraid because I did not know. I didn't know how to do it. But when you co-create with the universe, then the universe opened those doors. And it's like, oh, I get the help from that lawyers. I get the help from the accounting that I just met. I'm getting the help from fill out the blank. Everything you need will come to you along the way. It is the most beautiful moment you realize that, hey, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm happy. I'm joyful. Nothing is impossible. I am feeling blessed, joyful, and happy. I am here to stay. I am here to feel I am alive. I don't feel like it's the end of the world. I don't feel like anything and everything should be different than what it should be. I am good. Nothing is more important to me than discovering the better part of myself. Nothing is more important to me that I can choose the way I want to go, meaning I'm going to change the course of my life. I want to set the goal where I want to go, but I'm going to be flexible because as you co-create and you go in your holy ground and in the search of that quest, you're going to realize sometimes that what you thought at the beginning you wanted to realize is going to shift. You're going to mature and evolve. And whatever you wanted at the beginning is going to shift and switch to something different and even better. That's what it's all about. Going through that magical moment that is scary because, my goodness, there is no manual to go in there. Nobody's going to tell you anything. The map is wide open. You're creating what you want. What I like when working with a gift to be intuitive, you give what I'm going to use Khaled Baron Reed on this one. You use a forecast. It's a forecast. This is what's going to be happening right now in time. I'm looking at it right now. In this point of time, this is the direction you're taking. Then, as you go and evolve, you're aware of that and you can decide, is it the right path of me? I can change it if I wanted to. It doesn't mean I have to go through it, but I can modify it as well. It is up to you. So, there is variation when things are happening. You may be going to have a shift at the last minute that's going to happen because the path you were taking wasn't for your highest good. Maybe you're going to feel you're not ready to do those steps. That maybe is a prediction, a quote unquote, a forecast. Everything moves, shift, and evolve. We are moving and shifting. We are not static. So when we're working with this, it's interesting to have feedback from some of the clients of mine who say, well, you were right on money, but you know, it's slow right now, or there is something else coming up, or that switch at the last minute. And you're like, yes, it switched because this happened. But don't worry about it. This switch will be just temporarily, and you're going to shift back into the right direction you were heading. Same thing here. The unknown, you don't know. You have your goal, but the how to get there is not your purview. It's the universe, it's perfect synchronicity working with you to get you there. Now you have options. You can listen to the universe guiding you along the way with your spirit, or you can just listen to your ego and start to create the obstacles. Which will take longer for you to attain your goals. It's up to you how you want to do it. Everything is possible in this world. We just have to put our minds into it and be willing to believe in ourselves, being willing to do those steps, those scary steps that can be disturbing for people. You're just like, oh my God, are you serious? It is so scary. I want to change job, but I don't want to because, you know, I have my routine, I have my paycheck. I don't know if people are going to like me. It's scary to do something. It's scary to go somewhere new. Who cares? Just do it. Embrace that. Embrace who you are. Embrace whatever it needs to take, whatever you need to do to get it done in a positive way. What is for your highest good, by the way? Mention that because if people are saying, well, Emma said I could do it and I'm gonna go and do it, but in a wrong way, or rub somebody in a wrong way, or I'm gonna quit and tell my boss, you're just a schmuck, or you're gonna go to the bank and say, well, Emma said I could go and rob a bank. No. Do something for your highest good. Do something that is for your life purpose. Do something that it feels right. Listening to our spirit is extremely important, because you need to remember that the ego is like a child. I'm having a temper tantrum. This is what I want. Your spirit is your map, your compass, is the one that will always guide you to safety. Even though the ego world and your ego wants the shiny object, it doesn't mean the shiny object is for you. When you realize everybody is chasing after the same shiny object, forget it. There is a difference between the ego and the spirit. Your spirits will bring you everything that is for your highest good, everything that is for you, actually. What is for you will not pass by you. It's your choice. At the end of the day, when it comes and knocks at your door, you have a choice. You open the door and take it, or you ignore it. This is your own free will. Now, when you're looking at the ego world, it's a world that is very limited, small world. Everybody wants the same thing. When you are on your quest for your life purpose, with your spirit, you will realize very quickly that the road is wide open. It's not crowded. There's nobody on that road at all. Why? Because it is your own path. You're not on a highway with everybody else's. People will be in parallel with you, side by side, but not on the same track. That's the difference. I don't need to be as popular than the next people on social media to feel special. Because the problem with social media is a lot of people want the attention. So they're going to do anything from stupid to absolutely ridiculous to get things done. Because I want to be popular. I want to be known. So the more outrageous I'm going to be, the better it is. Not really. You're not helping yourself. You're going to be popular and people are going to be laughing at you. Oh, yes, people are going to follow you because they think it's ridiculous. But hey, it's so funny to watch. You're just an entertainment. You're just the laughing stock. But you're not helping your spirit at the end of the day. Your ego is happy because, oh my God, I have a million followers. So yay, I made it. Not really. You didn't make it anywhere, because guess what? Somebody's going to come behind you and surpass you. And then you're going to be old news. So what are you going to do? Well, I want to be now the new kid again. I don't want to let somebody else take the crown. So I'm going to do something even more outrageous and more stupid. You are escalating something that's not even for your highest good. And you're going to lose at the end of the day. So what's the point? I'd rather be somebody who doesn't have a million followers, but have maybe 100, maybe 1,000, maybe 10,000, maybe 20,000, but at least will inspire others. Because the domino effects to inspire others start with me. If somebody can take one of the feedback from the universe and start small, then that is a success to me. You don't need to quit your job tomorrow, sell your house, and go walk around the world. You can maybe take a small step, maybe take a class on the side, maybe go online and find a recipe you wanted to try forever and start to cook. Maybe you are going to start to put your resume together and you're going to put it on job boards. And you may be going to start slowly like that. Maybe you're not totally ready, but you're going to go and test the water. See, those are success that helps others. That's the difference between the spirit and the ego. At the end of the day, your spirit will be there in your heart. It will be centered and whole. Your ego will be all over the board, like a child having a tantrum. Like, you know, you bring your kid to the candy store and you said, okay, go for it. And the kid's going to go wild because the eye's going to pop. I'm like, oh my God, I have thousands of candy and I want all of them. And you turn around and said, no, you can only take three. Then he's going to have a temper tantrum on the floor because I want all of them. Here we go. That's what it is. A temper tantrum. Be focused on your own life. Searching for holy ground is a journey of transformation. It's not that easy. No, it's not. But when you can do it, then you're learning to have faith in believing in yourself. And you're learning that at the end of the day, everything is possible and everything that is meant to come to you will come to you. Whatever is yours, no one else. So This was our podcast for today. I have no idea what we're going to be talking on our next podcast because we're done with the three recording for this week. So we'll see what the universe has to share next week. Or maybe I will do a freestyle. Who knows? It's been a while. I've not done a freestyle. Maybe I should do one. You never know. But be inspired. That's the point today. It's being free, being inspired, and listen to your spirit. Your spirit will always guide you. And we are all beautiful, by the way. Just message I come around here too. Maybe somebody needs to hear that. You guys are all beautiful. So it doesn't matter shape, size, or form. You are beautiful and your spirit is. So shine the light. If you have any comments or would like to schedule an appointment with me, you can go on www.edgintuitive.com. Otherwise, I wanted to say hello to everybody around the world. Have a wonderful day, guys, and be inspired. I will talk to you later. Bye now.